Ken and Capital.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Ken and Capital. I'm your boy, Chris. My brother, Lex, is to the left of me. My bro, Christian, to the right. And, of course, your homeboy, Mike, over there. Before we get into what we're going to get in today, I just want to do a temperature check with everybody. How's everybody doing?
Chilling.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, I know it's been a minute since we all got together and chopped it up. But today is a special occasion to where we don't have a real specific topic for you all, but what we want to do is really celebrate the launch of our first episode. I know this is episode 9, so you guys are, what are you talking about? Y'all been? But, you know, we actually officially launched about a week ago, so we just want to take time to kind of reflect on how the launch went with everybody, celebrate, you know, kind of go through feedback that people were leaving with for us and things like that, how we plan on improving and things like that. So first, let's put our drinks up.
Oh, yeah.
Gentlemen, congratulations on the successful first launch.
Correct yourself. Your drink is over there.
Wait, he don't drink, remember?
He ain't got a drink. At least hold the right cup up.
Hold the right cup.
Yeah.
Let him toast the coffee. Look, I'm with you. I got you.
Is that double toast?
Okay. So just to let y'all know what's going on, you know, Alexis, he doesn't partake in libations, so, you know, we poured him a glass anyway, but I'll take over your glass after.
Yeah. Of course, he'll take it over.
I'll take it over. But, gentlemen, congratulations on episode 1 launch, successful launch.
Phantom toast.
Yeah. Canada Capital.
Hey, into our viewers as well. Thank you all. This is part of the toast as well. So.
Definitely. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm. Do I have the Phantom?
No, I used to put it.
Okay. Yeah, put it down. He's like, so. What do I do with this?
It's no,
G. He like got a bomb in his hand.
All right, so gentlemen, let's talk about the launch real quick.
Yes.
How do you guys think it went? Do you guys think, as far as like us promoting it, leading up to it, is there anything we could have improved upon? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm sure there.
Christian, go ahead.
Oh yeah, go ahead, bro.
Well, I think everything went good. I think. Not that I didn't expect a lot, but it actually went a little bit better than I expected as far as people chiming in. And a lot of it was through text messages. I had some coworkers telling me and stuff like that. So if y'all do have comments, please, it helps us out, helps the channel out if y'all leave them on the actual YouTube or whatever you're listening to it on. But I think we got a lot more feedback than I expected for the first episode. But I think as far as improvement, the improvements are coming. Because that was the first episode. We recorded it back in March. Mm-hmm. A lot of the setup, a lot of the audio, different stuff like that. Stuff that we were noticing or people commented on, we've already fixed.
Yep.
It's not even coming. You probably already noticed it by now since this is episode 9. You probably already seen all the different changes up till
then. Oh, yeah, true.
Definitely. And that's why I tried to lead with like, hey, I know we're mentioning we launched it and we're on episode 9 now. Yeah. But, you know, we wanted to have a strategy before we started to launch things out there to the public, right? So we just launched it, and a lot of improvements that people were like, hey, the lighting could have been better, or we've already kind of made some improvements. So if there's any additional feedback, please let us know, and we can try to see how we can implement that. But, Mike, what are your thoughts on it?
I'll be honest. I was happy for it to be over with because I think it didn't hit me till like the day before the launch where my anxiety started to kick in a little bit. I was like, oh, wait, yeah, this is happening. Oh, man, people are going to actually like comment on stuff that's going on that we, you know, because when you put work into something and it's like thoughtful work too, like to me, it kind of started to think, oh, shoot, what are people going to think about my work and stuff. Yeah. But overall, I loved it. We got way more views than I thought we'd get.
How many did we get?
When I last checked, it was like 53 views, which,
nice.
Some of the shorts got a ton, too. The short of you talking got almost 900.
Oh, wow.
I checked this morning.
I can't stand to hear myself talk.
Yeah, that's the highest one that we have so far,
I love the community. I'll say this. Like, I'm going to speak on what I loved far as us individually contributing and things like that went towards the success of the launch for me. Everybody's like social media engagement was just top notch. Loved it. It actually showed too on Facebook how many people are actually viewing. We saw the insights and everything like that. That was great. the scheduling and getting all the keywords and all the other nasty stuff with YouTube. Alexis, like, killed it. Juan was like, I didn't know Juan was like a social media dude like that. And I just kept seeing all your posts. I was like, oh.
Yeah, bro was on it.
He's on this. Yeah. Same with you, Christian. It was just like, okay, yeah. All right. Boys is like really on this. And so it was great to see that level of commitment. Some of the feedback that I got was, we kind of talked about this in our meeting, but we didn't actually say how we all like were related.
Oh, yeah.
Though we did in the second episode. Yeah. Yeah. Some people were just like, yeah, it would have been nice to know like how you actually related and stuff. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so we get into it into the second episode, but that was, starting off, I think.
Yeah.
Small miss, yeah.
Yeah, it was a small miss. We just started we were just so anxious just to get into the topic. Yeah. And I think, you know, with like myself, my first time being in podcasting, I was just really nervous and didn't really think about that. So, you know, we fixed it, though.
Yeah.
It's episode one. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Alexis?
It was great, in my opinion. It was cool to have you guys like kind of each doing your own part. I'm used to wearing like all the hats, doing everything.
Yes,
I know you are. You know, so it was cool just to see things happening. Like what you say with Juan posting, you posting. I was like, oh, it kind of like got me hype a little bit. Like, hold on, let me make a little thumbnail real quick and some stories. Yeah. And make out like four things real quick.
Yeah.
Posted it
up.
And
I think that's something that people should take away is like when you want to take on something huge like this, like it just know there's a lot of work. And when we all divided up the tasks, like I actually had a moment where I could breathe like, oh, I don't have to do this right. Okay, cool. Yep. So that was nice.
Yeah, it was. And I will say, you know, from my perspective, it was really, because I'm not I know you guys mentioned you didn't know I was that active on social media. I'm not.
But
it's because of this, I had to force myself, going back to episode one or two, where we talk about getting outside your comfort zone.
Yeah.
I had to get outside my comfort zone. I'm a scroller. What's it called? Doom scrolling?
Doom
scrolling. Yeah. But I don't post anything.
Oh, okay.
So when it came to promoting and marketing our podcast, I really had to like hit a switch and was like, all right, I got to do this. Even before I posted the first thing, I was nervous on hitting the button. I was like, I don't want to hit it.
Yeah.
And I hit it. But yeah, it's something I had to get out. I just got to get used to and actually commenting or liking people's posts and things like that. So that's something new to me. But like you said, I think we all played our part with promoting the episode and the launch and their stories, reels, all that stuff. It's actually fun. I like that stuff.
Fun, yeah.
So with all that being said, with the, you know, launching the first episode, you know, when it comes to episode two, we're getting ready to launch that. Is there anything that we can take from our launch from episode one that we can implement in the next launch?
Oh, yeah. I think there's quite a few things.
Or like how to push it maybe or get it out.
Yeah, I think now that we have like that video out the way, like kind of having some more interaction on YouTube itself, too. I think that's something we missed on the last one was. And actually, I don't know. Did you go on there and like comment at all on that video?
Mm-mm.
So that's one thing. Like we didn't, even if no one else comments, like you can still go and put a comment on there.
Yeah,
you can post
that.
On
I
there.
Think, I thought you did though. You put one on there.
I put one on there as myself though. Like
so you saying like
as the page.
As Ken and Capital put a comment on? I didn't even think.
Yeah, so like you can pin a comment at the top of it, right? You can put posts. Right. Not necessarily related to that video, but you can also have a post that's leading up to whatever or retroactively talking about something in the past. So that's something we could probably definitely tap into.
Definitely.
Help with engagement. Get people to actually.
Yeah.
We want comments. If you have them, please give it to us.
Yes. And that's one thing I had to learn, too. When people are texting me individually, you know, personally, like, hey, the podcast was dope, but it'd be nice if this or this part really resonated with me. I just encourage everybody, really appreciate the feedback, but just don't forget to like and subscribe, put your comment on the actual page. That'll help with visibility of the, you know, of our podcast and things like that. But really appreciate all the feedback.
Yeah.
I know one thing for me that I noticed that, and I think we've talked about this, when we post the episodes, we want to share it. I think I got to get in the... I got to get in the habit of not just sharing it from my personal social media pages, but actually sharing, you know, I'm like going to the Kenna Capital page and sharing it from there instead of just creating my own post and sharing it. And also tagging y'all. I don't tag.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Like we don't, you know, when we share it, when we post something, it's when I was trying to tag you, find you guys to tag on IG or Facebook, I can only find like you, but I couldn't find Mike or I couldn't find. So I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to push
just,
it out.
Just for context, I don't think any of us are really on social media much. You are for work, but as far as just personal stuff, I'd never really post
I was going to say that, like, you clearly can tell that like, we're not social media people.
I don't
like,
consume
I'm
a wake lot.
My following up a little bit, so I'm seeing like a lot of faces and stuff. I haven't seen in like a very long time.
Yeah.
People like, thumbs up. What's up, bro? What's up? I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Forgot about it. Forgot about you. Hello.
Yeah.
What else you guys think, like, we can do for the next episode to kind of like improve on things that we noticed in the first episode as far as the launching?
Well, I'm gonna have to do some research to be honest, because I'm kind of maxed out on what I know about organic promotion. I've used Facebook ads for my books before, and I hate ads. I want to try to do this as organic as possible, because I feel like you're just feeding Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg money. Sometimes they don't produce. I mean, there's a lot of data behind that, but I feel like ads are a lot of times for bigger companies.
Yeah, facts.
If you're starting off, just do organic. It can be a nightmare. I'd have to do some research. Like, what are some good tips on and good methods for organic promotion and getting them out to people and engagement? Like, how do you engage properly to get people to want to engage? And then again, like we said, I know we keep pounding on the feedback thing, but that will kind of help us know what direction to go into. Like, the data will tell us what resonates with the audience the most.
Right.
So far, we've gotten a lot of feedback on getting out of your comfort zone and different stuff like that. That's been great. So that shows us that that's a sweet spot that people want to hear a lot more about. But the more we get that, the better.
You know? Yeah, the engagement from you all is going to be huge. Especially because, for instance, if somebody's texting us what they thought about it, pros and cons, constructive criticism, you guys can't see that.
Yeah.
And so you can't even know to agree with that or not. And so that kind of, like, just having that conversation within YouTube itself is going to be huge, because if people are all in alignment on something more so than not, then it's like, oh, okay, we really know that way. Because there's going to be people that know us, and there's gonna be people that don't know us on YouTube. And so, especially if it's people that, like, you know, it's gonna be honest, somebody don't know you, be like, oh, this is trash. Be like, oh, okay. But why?
But we wanna hear that. Like, okay, what makes it trash? What can we do to improve? You know, we need all the feedback. So, that leads me to my next question. When is it too much promotion? Like, is there a such thing as too much content? Like posting too much content? Like, hey, you know, we've got this episode, we're launching Friday. Let's say we push that on Monday. Do we on Wednesday do another push? Like, hey, don't forget it. Reminder, we've got an episode coming out Friday.
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't either.
I think what you do is you put one reminder, and then anything else promotion-wise should be something of value that they get from it instead of just being reminded of something. Because think about it, like, if you're subscribed to a channel, right, they'll let you know, hey, there's a new episode coming out, right? But you only get that one reminder. You're not getting like a million reminders about it. At least that's my experience with subscription. Now, as far as like social media, I probably would lose my mind if I kept seeing the same reminder.
Some people do. I've heard mixed things about it too when it comes to too much posting. Some people don't like it. Some people will be turned off by it. But some people believe in guerrilla marketing, where the more you're in their face, the better. And the more you're saying,
how is that related to a gorilla?
I don't know how that
gorilla,
why it's called that,
but marketing. That, I mean, your face.
I know
that sounds very.
It
like,
sounds aggressive,
intimidating.
Yeah, but it's just about.
That's probably what it is. Yeah, gorilla.
It's aggressive.
Okay, aggressive.
It's aggressive. Yeah, exactly. I don't know where the term came from, but it's pretty much just making sure your face is seen as much as possible. But
yeah,
like you said, driving value. I think it's less invasive versus people that are constantly trying to sell you on a course or this or that. That's when it's like, all right, I'm tired of seeing this.
Exactly.
But if
you
dropping gems and giving, you know, giving game or you know, we're talking about, we talk a lot about careers and stuff here. There might be some people that are like, all right, I'm tired of seeing this, but ultimately, if we're not pushing some sort of sale, borrow it, just a heads up, we're, you know, buy my $1 million course to this and this and that and blah, 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 that gets annoying.
Yeah.
You know, because I'll be watching YouTube, man, and it's like, I'm watching an anime thing. Like, why is this popping up?
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, yeah, okay, when I am studying and stuff, I am researching stuff, but it a lot of times transitions even to your entertainment
I'm
stuff
sorry,
that you're watching.
I'm sorry, man. Your corporate America from like the 50s is just hilarious. I couldn't stop laughing thinking about, like, what made you pick that voice?
The guerrilla marketing?
No, you were like, Myra's here.
Oh, like, I don't know.
Like advertising for like the 50s.
Because some people still do it on social media too, though, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, it's just too much. And it's like, we get it. Like, okay, you're the best salesman on the planet and you're aggressive. I don't care.
I think you hit some great points there. Like, but you know, I think what's been great is like, that's why YouTube shorts are so great. And the ones you've been posting of like, cause that's insight, right? Just those little shorts. It'd be like, if it's getting a lot of views and people are liking, it's like, oh, okay. That's another way of understanding where we are.
Yep.
Right. No, that's a good point. I mean, I just asked that cause I knew that we launched the first episode and then it's like, you got that time period to where, okay, like we develop the shorts and things like that to kind of push value out to people. But how much do you want to continue to remind people like, hey, don't forget our episode's out there.
Yep.
Hey, don't forget we launched. You know what I mean? So that's one thing that, you know, as we continue to grow and continue to push forward,
mm-hmm.
I think that's just something that we'll learn it over time. You know?
Yeah. We can also monitor it because as we put more episodes up, we'll kind of see where our demographic is listening in from.
Yeah.
And as we post promotional stuff, there's different times in the day that you could put stuff out.
Sure.
Just because I put it out doesn't mean everyone's going to see it. It's going to get buried under, you know, everybody else's things.
Yeah.
So as long as we're consistent and we're showing up and mm-hmm. taking advantage of those different time periods when we post things, you know, that's what's most important.
Yeah, I was going to say that too because, like, even, like, I'm pretty sure there's people you guys subscribe to. You don't watch every video, but you still come back, like, at least once or twice a week. Or, I mean, some people, I come back every day and be like, oh, this ain't nothing new. I already saw this because it's maybe a snippet.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment they post something new, I'm like, what's up?
Yeah,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
like,
some podcasts I'm all caught up, too. I got the green check on Spotify showing that
wow.
I listen. Check, 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 check. I'm like, dang,
that's
when's the new stuff?
Do we know how the actual audio podcast did?
Oh, we had like 60 something.
That's pretty good.
Oh, really?
You know what? I'll come back. I work on
don't
a lot of podcasts.
To me,
I don't want
to
lie.
Good either.
I think it was like 60 something, but let me double check. Also, I don't think we're on TikTok or X.
A TikTok with
so TikTok doesn't exist in my world. So that's got to be somebody I can't.
You can't do TikTok.
What's your problem with TikTok?
Y'all can do TikTok.
TikTok is huge.
I'll try to work TikTok. On figuring it out because right now it is really good because apparently there's like the algorithm's a lot more doable for new producers,
you
new
talking
creators
about,
on TikTok.
Oh, in TikTok?
Yeah, there's not a lot that'll push you down into feeds and stuff like that. Theo, what is happening here? Anyway, what was we talking about? Oh, TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok.
Yeah, yeah. That's algorithms aren't as aggressive on there, so a lot of stuff is made for new creators. It just goes everywhere for everybody.
And I think the thing about X is like you have to be very specific with X, which you're going to post on there, if I'm not mistaken, because it's not the same as Instagram and TikTok. And
I don't know a lot about
it's different.
It's
like whenever I go, I'll be honest. I don't use X for like personal reasons. It's more for business because I get updates and I'm in the know that way. For someone who's like, I just want to know what somebody doing that's crazy or fun, like I don't really know people that's on there for that. Mm. Now that's a small pool for me,
right.
But I just don't know much in that space, like how that works
on X specifically.
Yeah, X.
I've never been on,
I mean, because the only thing I see is political stuff on X.
Yeah,
most of the time.
Yeah, I guess it really depends on the people you follow, but I'm not on X. I've never been on Twitter. I've never really been a Twitter guy, but man, that goes back to me being I don't really get on and just posting. Yeah, that's just not what I do. But
keep to yourself.
Yeah, I keep to myself for the most part. But I mean, but that's a good point. A lot of people are on X and TikTok. It might be something we want to kind of look into.
Yeah, different channels, different audiences. Mm, trying to put ourselves out. You think about it, the internet's amazing. Put something out, and you can literally reach the world as long as you're on the right channel.
Yep.
So the more places we're on, the more viewers.
Is that how we want to view the internet? I think it's horrible. I'm a cybersecurity specialist, so for me, the internet's horrible. Should never have been created, but here we are.
Yep.
But
It's yeah, with AI and things like that, it's not going anywhere.
I mean, it was, yeah.
It's not going anywhere.
I wish people stopped saying AI. Right,
I mean, it just, AI relies on the internet, really, just grabbing information from the internet, what people put out there.
It does, but then the and I know we're off topic.
I know
here,
but
AI is not what you think it is. That's all I'm going to say on that.
It can be a good research tool. It can be a good...
That's what it is a tool.
Time saver if you're solopreneur.
Yeah.
Save you some time from it or money too. Not hiring
it,
people.
It can hasten what you're working on or what you're trying to accomplish. It will not do the work for you.
No.
Like,
and I think
no one's at that point.
Yeah, I think a lot of companies, or again, I know we're off topic, but they're trying to implement AI in their, how they provide their services and things like that, like actually do some type of automation and things like that. I'm still kind of iffy about that, but I know a lot of companies are looking into that. So.
Well, and we're professionals. Like, this is part of the channel too, is like, talking to what we're experts out in, stuff like that. And to be honest, like, you're going to see AI being your face far as marketing and promotion for an eternity now, until you guys like figure out what it really is. But it is the, what do they call it, not a gotcha word, but like a buzzword.
Mm-hmm.
It's a buzzword. So like, a lot of companies are you selling that, thinking that's like hoping that you're gonna like see more value in it because they're offering, oh, it's an AI capability. But it's like, okay, look at the specifications of what it actually does and then determine if that's really more value or not. Right. So I mean, I'm gonna lay the rest.
I mean, I think it's a good topic to talk about. It's here and it's in everybody's face. It's good to talk about it for sure. I mean, even in job searches and stuff like that, apparently recruiters use it.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
even filter through like,
oh, dude,
most
resumes
applications
and stuff.
Resumes.
AI is going through the bulk of resumes, and then when it gets to like a certain percentage left over, that's what the recruiters go through. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not like against AI. I'm just saying, like, don't be fooled into thinking this is this like the catch all to everything. It's not.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is. It's being used a lot. Even I use it.
Yeah.
Like, ChatGPT, I'm at work. I don't feel like trying to, like, think about this particular case, right, and the techniques that's going on. Hey, tell me what's going on, how fast I can get through it real quick, right? Because maybe I'm talking to the customer at the same time, and I can't multitask, right? Yeah. So, like, I get it.
Yeah, but when you think about it, too, I think the fear from it is over-exaggerated a little bit. A lot of people are afraid that it's going to take everybody's job. And I just don't think that's the case, because I think it is a really good tool. It's going to help you perform your job a little bit better sometimes. But everything changes.
Some of y'all ain't like doing y'all jobs anyway.
Exactly. But like you had brought up in an earlier episode, there used to be VCR technicians.
Yes, I forgot about that.
You got to adapt regardless.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so when you look at it, okay, like you look at coding. Now AI can somewhat do coding. Not very good, but it can do coding. Oh, it's going to get rid of coding positions. It's going to make a coder's job easier.
Yeah, but it's not going to get
rid
of
the job title's going to change, and the job responsibilities are going to change. Yeah. But that just means you got to change.
Yeah. Yep.
Farmers ain't out there picking every strawberry from their field or corn or from with their hand anymore. They have a truck do that. Mm-hmm. Stuff just changes. Just adapt to change. Don't be afraid of it. Don't think it's going to replace your job. If you're worried about replacing your job, it's probably because you don't continue your education. Learn how to educate yourself and keep constantly growing. You ain't got to worry about it.
Yep.
Because, yeah, you can be phased out if you're inadequate or you're trying to look for other jobs and you don't know how to use this, this, that, and the other. Well, that's nobody's fault but your own. So I just think just always continue your education regardless of what space you're in, you know, or you're not going to go nowhere, period. You have
to
keep educating.
Say it again.
Everything phases out.
Yeah. Speaking of AI, since we're on that topic, is there a way we can further use AI to help us promote episodes moving
forward? I'm sure it's going to have many suggestions. I'm sure it's going to be like step by step, have it all listed out for you.
I mean, we can do research to help it like problem solve and think about it. Cause like, even when it comes to the newsletters and stuff, I know I speak sometimes like Yoda and I write like Yoda. I'm dyslexic, but AI sometimes does my editing. There you go. I ain't got to pay editor. You see what I'm saying? But I'll write it. I'm like, this sounds kind of wonky. Make this better. And it cleans it up, and I'm like, okay, that looks pretty good. And y'all have seen some of my emails go through and stuff, and it sounds good. Yeah. I originally wrote it. Trust me, it didn't sound that good.
Yeah,
you should talk about the newsletter. Tell them about
the newsletter.
Oh, we have a newsletter running right now. A lot of it is pretty much just a, I wouldn't say scripted, but it's a lot about what we talk about just in written form. So if you there's topics that you miss, if you take notes or something like that, I do a deeper dive into certain topics that we talk about here on the channel. Sometimes I post links to different sites that you can go to for like additional education. I know you did a lot on like were you on Udemy mm-hmm. where you made your course and stuff like that. Like I talk about different places where you can go to get more education. I know I personally went through Course Careers to improve my sales skills. There's a lot of different things online where you can take courses and educate yourself, kind of what we were just talking about, continue to educate yourself. So I just talk about a lot of resources, a lot of tips, a lot of mindset. I send it out once a week on Wednesdays. I used to do it more than that, but now it's just Wednesdays just because bandwidth. But you can sign up for that. We'll post a link. I don't think I've done that in the first episode yet. Mm-hmm. I'll put a link up for the newsletter so you can sign up and get further insight on some of the stuff we're talking about.
Well, you have on our social media page.
It's on the social media, yeah. But I haven't put it on the YouTube.
On the actual YouTube link.
Yeah, other stuff. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I know kind of going back to the AI conversation, I know when promoting the first episode, I kind of relied on ChatGPT mm-hmm. to help me put together a post of what to put on there.
Wrong with it. Everybody.
Yeah. Because sometimes, just top of the dome, I'm like, I'm already nervous because I'm like, I know I got to make a post about the episode. Yeah. What the heck do I say?
It's a time saver, though. Yeah. It helps me with writer's block. So I write fantasy books, like post-apocalyptic stories. And I'll get writer's block, and I'll have like a bunch of like bullet points and different stuff like that. And I'll just like sometimes every now and then I struggle to put ideas together, and I straight up I have no shame in it. I would use ChatGPT in a heartbeat to help me get some stuff together, and or else it'll take me a week to figure it out because writer's block or artist block it's real. Like
I think that's the big part about if you're not on the train, you get left behind. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said, like, I'm not against AI. Like, I use it. I'm not a fool. I know I have to get on the train. Because if the train leaves and I'm not on it, mm-hmm. I'm impacted, sure. Right? And so it's the same. You look at history and when people didn't adapt to the new thing that was occurring within that industry, right, they go out of business because they refuse to do it that way, right? So I think... One, because we're in a society where everything is fast. You don't have time to really think about anything. Right. Like, my brain is constantly going, even when I'm, like, off the computer, off the phone, everything. My brain is still going. You have to have tools to, like, fasten the process. And so having AI and utilizing that just day-to-day, business, personally, like, take advantage of the tools that you have, because like any craftsman, any mechanic, right, they have tools, they use tools, right? Yeah. Those tools adapt too. Some of them don't, but you have to adapt with the tool, right? Definitely. You don't have to utilize it to the full capacity if you don't want to, but at least familiarize yourself with it. You know, help yourself out, because the way I see the like life going for our society when it comes to the workforce is you're going to have these super technical positions, and then everything else is just going to be what can you do with your hands. That's just where we're at now. The minute they figure out how to get these robots to do way more than programmed
Terminator,
I mean, it's a wrap.
It's Terminator. It's Terminator season.
Yeah,
for sure.
Don't say Terminator.
I know, don't
Skynet. Say
yeah, but now you said it best, just use it as a tool, familiarize yourself, because I mean obviously in IT I'll probably it's more of a topic, but like if you're a doctor or a nurse, obviously I'm sure there's some sort of automation when it comes to
bro,
billing.
They tools
stuff
update
like that.
Too. Like if you ever go to like a checkup or something, and it's like, what is this drawing my blood? Like I remember when I got my blood drawn, and it was like an automatic capsule. They just plug the thing and just starts sucking my blood out.
That I have not seen.
Instead of them pulling the syringe. Mm-hmm. You ain't seen that?
I wouldn't be okay with that either.
Oh, bro.
Right, but it won't stop pulling.
I guess it's
only so much. Right.
Good Lord.
That's funny. Straight matrix.
That is hilarious. The threat of losing too much blood. Yeah. Mechanical vampires, I guess. No, seriously, like, I remember for the VA, I had to go do some testing. And I was like, we got to draw blood. I was like, okay, cool. And she poked me and everything, but I was like, wait, it ain't just a syringe? It was like, slap this thing into the needle that was already in me, right? That thing filled up. I said, whoa. She's like, she's like, I got a couple more.
I would have passed out.
Boom. It was
I would have freaked me out anyway.
Why are you passing out?
Man, I don't know what it is about. So even when I get blood drawn, I have to look away.
Really?
I got to look away. It's something about seeing blood getting something taken out of my body. It just, it makes me lightheaded.
So,
and I have to look
so
away.
Chris is not saving lives out here if you're in trouble.
You do not want me as your doctor.
I'm bleeding on the floor. Save me, Chris.
Oh, my Lord.
Look past the blood. Yes. No, seriously, like stuff like that. Like, Everybody adapts eventually. So it just comes to that.
Well, gentlemen, wanted to just take this time for this episode just to kind of just talk about the launch and things like that. Yeah. Lessons learned, what we can do in the future to kind of make some improvements and things like that. And I love how we went into the AI topic, how we can, I mean, I think we gave the audience some value and also ourselves, so how we can utilize AI in the future. But yeah, any final words before we go ahead and wrap this one up?
If you heard anything about or know anything about AI that we didn't mention, feel free to drop it below. Like I said, we're learning as we do this and open to any suggestions you may have.
Yep. Absolutely. Christian, Mike, I got any final words before we wrap it up?
I've said enough.
All right.
That sums it up.
Yeah, I think that sums it up.
Yeah.
Everybody, thanks for tuning in with this episode of Ken and Capital. Until the next time, see you later.
Peace.
Peace out. I did the wand. See that
time. That's my thing.
Is that okay? Can I do that?
Yeah, buddy.
Can somebody do me a favor and hit stop on my phone?
That was good. I wanted to make sure.